Good morning, everyone. We are continuing with Gurudeva's commentary on the first Shum Mambashum. Start with a couple of definitions. Nimra Nimling. One, observing the light and darkness of the lower mind. This portrait names a practice, not an experience, inner light or darkness surrounding light or light out of darkness. A light that shines through the darkness. This is not the shadowless light of the fourth dimension. When one makes a visual image, Sikam Chacha, the image is lighted, illumined with the light this picture names. This light can be seen each time one reminisces the past, plans for the future, or thinks something over. Visualize a tree. The light surrounding and shining through the tree is Nimra Nimling. Then we get the related words, Sikam Chacha. Visualization, an image or picture within the mind. The visual image, such as the mental picture of a tree, is Sikam Chacha. The light is Nimra Nimling. See another tree or move awareness to another tree, and that tree will appear to be different, as if it had always been growing there. The practice of Sikam Chacha, U Nimra Nimling, gives the power to eventually read mind patterns in the past or future by following the sequences that naturally unfold. Then we'll get Gurudeva's commentary. Nimra Nimling, a portrait of the fourth dimension, a realm within the sub-second world, is a most important experience to understand. Nimra Nimling is an experience directly related to Chen Muif and the In-Ing and Ming. While looking within, looking back into the head with the eyes slightly open, in a state of Chen Muif, we see pictures within the mind. The light that lights these pictures, making them visible, is Nimra Nimling. This is not a shadowless light. It is the shadows from the external first world pictures from the In-Ing and Ming that, when intermingled with light, make the particular experience of light named Nimra Nimling. Looking into the sub-second world, into the fourth dimension of the mind, is an experience that everyone has often throughout their day. Any form of thought from those aspects of the first world of desires and fantasies, promoted by the individual personality, creates pictures in the mind in this fourth dimension. These pictures are clearly seen, illuminated by the light called Nimra Nimling. Sikam Chacha are mental pictures, thinking, visualization, or fantasy, all directly related to the first world. Though devoid of emotion, they can stimulate emotion when concentrated upon in the sub-second world. This is how we distinguish between fourth-dimensional portraits and third-dimensional pictures. For all third-dimensional pictures name emotions that simultaneously stimulate thought, and thoughts that simultaneously stimulate emotion. Interesting point. Whereas fourth-dimensional portraits are more purely involved in thought. It is found that third-dimensional pictures are duplicated in the fourth and fifth dimensions by corresponding portraits. And if you study the language closely, you will begin to see these relationships. Our desires and fantasies take their expression through Sikam Chacha U Nimra Nimling. Portrait U, when used between two portraits, such as Sikam Chacha and Nimra Nimling, binds them together, shows that they are interrelating one with another, creating a single concept. Thus we have Sikam Chacha, mental images flowing through the field of Nimra Nimling, the light. Nimra Nimling is not a mystical experience. It is an area quite natural to all persons in all states of consciousness, as is Sikham Chacha. Chemuif is experienced when a person is seeing Sikham Chacha Unimra Nimling, and though experienced not too deeply, experienced nonetheless. Therefore, we conclude that Chemuif is experienced by all persons in all states of consciousness when they are seeing Sikham Chacha Unimra Nimling within the subsecond world of the fourth dimension of the mind. However, it is not experienced in the way or at the depth the meditator wishes to master or expects to accomplish. This shallow approach to the fourth dimension is due to the external first world emotional pulls of the in-ing and m-ming. This is also why those that do not and cannot meditate deeply become stuck in the lower astral plane of the sub-second world in their daily thoughts and at night while sleeping. Then we go a little deeper here, the next part. Balikana. Seeing light by looking out upon and through the fourth dimension of the mind. Visualize a tree, then remove the tree. The light that remains is Balikana. It is the moon-like glow that remains where the mental pictures used to be. This light is the light of the mind and is generally not taken for inner light as such, but accepted as a natural function of the mind. This light does not come from the fifth dimension, but is a different kind of light. It is the light of the conscious mind that lights the thoughts. Even if one has not yet had his first fifth dimensional inner light experience of Ifche, Balikana can be isolated and enjoyed. And the related word is Milinaka. Balikana sustained over a long period of time. When Balikana is seen as a natural state all through the day, the Nache is in a state of Milinaka. Gurudeva's commentary. Chemuif is steadied through the control of prana by means of the cross-breathing pranayama, in one nostril and out the other. The currents in the body of the first world, the astral body of the second world, as well as the mental body become so harmonized, so steady that Balikana can be seen. Experiencing Chemuif with eyes slightly open, looking at the Mambashum and breathe steady and controlled. Move all Sikham Chacha out of your mind by systematically pulling out from view each image that you might think about, leaving only Nimra Nimling, remembering that Nimra Nimling attracts to it Sikham Chacha from In-ing U M-ing, and together this forms the external world. When you have succeeded in removing all Sikham Chacha and are seeing nothing but a moon-like glow where the mental pictures used to be, this is called Balikana. Balikana is another name for the same light of the mind seen while experiencing the state of Chemuif when Sikham Chacha mental pictures are not present. The state of Kaif can easily be attained through first obtaining Balikana, then prolonging it to Milinaka. Then awareness will naturally be aware of itself as you sit in the concentrated bliss of Kaif. Now proceed with the meditation upon Chemuif Mambashum. The experience to be had is Chemuif Balikana Kaif. Thank you very much. Wonderful day.